1620-94.5 WTAW. Brazos County Commissioners take the next step towards rebuilding another portion of INGN Road south of College Station. County Commissioners at their August 22, 2023 meeting approved seeking bids and then named the committee that will review the bids on rebuilding the portion of INGN Road between Greens Prairie Road and the Saddle Creek subdivision. Here's the reaction from County Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who represents the district where the project will be done, following the two unanimous votes.
Please forgive me for not doing a happy dance, but I feel like it.
After the meeting, had the opportunity to visit with Brazos County Commissioner Steve Aldrich about the project. Teasing about being able to do a happy dance on this new stretch of INGN that's going to be rebuilt.
Yes. Well, I mean, with the amount of traffic as development continues, Outstrop Road further into that section, the traffic's increased from development, and I'm glad that we're finally going to get this done. So that's the happy dance.
Anything else, Steve, that I've missed as far as any communication you've had with residents out there about getting this project going?
No, we've had people who come to Commissioner's Court, they've talked, we've had some questions about funding and being able to get that done. The funding is there. It's part of the road bond. It was the local roads part of the road bond that we had approved by the community. So I'm glad it's just finally happening, and I know that there's going to be some inconvenience for people until we get it done. But after it's done, I think everybody's going to be much, much happier with safety and transit and mobility up and down INGN.
And also a demonstration that it may not be as quickly as what residents want, but make the request and you'll get it into the pipeline and be able to consider it, and eventually something's going to get done.
Yes. You can't win if you don't enter, right?
In addition to more than 1 mile of new road, there will be an interlocal agreement with the Welborn Water District to install 1 mile of 12-inch water line. While the construction timeline is part of the bid, the work could start this winter. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.